Southern rock. Before Aaron Watson topped the country chart, a band called Blackberry Smoke out of Atlanta did. And this is a band that has long hair, conjures the age of bell bottoms, really gets that kind of Skinnerd, Allman Brothers vibe going on. And that kind of music has an audience too. That's the beauty of pop in the 21st century. There's room for all of it.
NPR music critic Ann Powers, glad to have you back.
Thanks, Renee.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for Morning Edition on WILL comes from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 549 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. July, 554, down 5 3/4. Soft May, 511 3/4, down 2 1/4. July, 514 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. May corn, 372 1/4. Now 72 even, down 7. July, 380 down 7. December, 398 down 6 1/4. Go out to July of 16. It's 420 and a half, down 4 3/4. May soybeans, 962 down 7 1/4. July, 967 down 6 3/4. September is 954 3/4, down 4 1/2. November, 947 1/2, down 4. May soybean meal, 321.90, down 180. May soybean oil, 29.21, make it 29.91, down 48. April live cattle, 153.75, up 50. March feeders, 211.30, down 112 1/2. And April lean hogs, 62.02 1/2. They're down 17 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dave.
So, should we stick a fork in the old crop beans and corn at this point?
Well, you know, I think for the meantime, at least the outside is done. We've got, you know, the crop report coming up. We're going to see the stocks report, and I think that's going to be very big to see what we got going on. But, I mean, basically for right now, just listened to an interview from South America, from one of the guys down there, and they're saying, you know, harvest is going along very well. The farmers are 35% sold, and they're selling more beans every time they make a new high. Argentina took over as the low cost in the world, the lowest FOB price of soybeans here this morning. They went under Brazil as today for the first time this year. So we've got that, all of that going on. And, of course, we got the two-day meeting with the Feds this week, the Israeli election. The German consumer confidence was lower. And that crude falling out of bed here again this morning, back down under 43, isn't helping the world either.
So with all of that, what can you see July corn going to?
Well, the July corn, basically, I think, you know, 375 is probably in the cards unless we see a real differential in the planting intentions or some weather problems that come along, Dave. But, you know, the corn markets have been on pretty firm ground. There's not a lot of weather premium in it as such because we do have such good supplies of old crop corn still available. But also there's a whole lot of weather and a whole lot to guess about how many acres of corn are really going to get planted this year. You know, we lowered our corn acres all through the year last year, and with the cost of putting the crop out and the prices going on down, we might see some switching to other crops rather than just the corn that the farmers love to plant.
And the July beans, do you think that it's possible we see an 8 handle on that?
Well, we hate to talk about anything that negative, Dave. It's just sort of depressing to do it. I mean, is it possible? Sure, it's possible. I mean, you know, we've seen pretty good yields down South America. I think the Brazilian individual we listened to was talking about 94.5 million metric ton crop down there. But we're seeing continued good usage of that. We are seeing some you know, the palm oil in India with some of the hail and some of the floods over there is picking up some steam and helping us. And the bean meal seemed, oil has seemed to pick up a bit here and give us a little enthusiasm. So we're not going to, you know, predict an $8 shot here as of yet.
On Monday, we saw a lot of spreading with traders buying wheat and selling everything but the kitchen sink, and they might have even sold some of those for all I know. Do you think that pattern will continue for the next couple of weeks, at least the foreseeable future?
Well, I think we're going to continue to look. We're seeing some very poor weather conditions for wheat coming out of dormancy, you know, low moisture and sort of some scruffy and rough-looking spots. You know, the wheat ratings last night were a little bit better than last year at this time, but they were still very low. The Russian crop the same way, not looking real good coming out of dormancy, and not a real good shot of rain over the next 2 to 3 weeks for that area. I think some rain across the Texas area, but as far as the rest of the hard red wheat area, a little pretty sparse. That trough seems to be holding some of the rain out there. So basically along the way, they're the one that's got a little bit of a positive weather atmosphere right now. You know, as we hit a little bit drier weather and possibly some early planting, getting in the corn, that generally talks about better yields in the end if we have an early planted crop. So basically along the way, the only one with a possible bull story at the moment is wheat.
Continuing with the weather theme, folks down in the Delta are getting really antsy, and I wonder if there might be some switches as we're looking 10 to 12 days away before we can even begin to think about corn.
You know, that's been a big question. We've been talking a lot about that, and that's probably one thing that does have the possibility of switching, does give it a little oomph and a little bit of the weather market as far as coming into our acreage here. Now, we know that the USDA looked at figures they collected last week. You know, how will that be thrown into the the prospective plannings we're going to see at the end of the month? So, you know, that's sort of a wild card. How will that number be affected, and will it be included in the report?
Speaking of the end of the month report, is it a one-day wonder because so many producers have a lot of flexibility this spring?
I don't think so, Dave, and I say that it's going to be the numbers we're going to somewhat be using, and then we're going to be watching the weather very closely. If the numbers are substantial for corn and beans, it puts them in the, yeah, who cares, a little weather isn't going to hurt anything. Or if we've, you know, actually reduced some of our planted acres or switched them over to something different, is going to tell us something there. So it could carry on a little farther, because if the number does come in, let's just say below 88 million acres of corn, the weather will be much more important than if it comes in 89 plus.
And we also have a quarterly grain stock report that same day. I think that might be pretty important.
Well, you're just right again, Dave. It is going to be real important because, you know, that's our backstops. I mean, if we've used more or don't have as much as a lot of people have been figuring on, the backstops aren't as high. You can throw that wild pitch over the backstop if you throw a wild weather situation in a lot easier than if you got a real tall backstop.
I fully expect that when the trade guesses come in, they're going to be really wide.
Yeah, and then we're going to see some of those here later in the week. I think Inform is supposed to come out later in the week here and next week that way. And those are going to affect a lot of stuff going on is what we're looking at. So, you know, right now we're seeing demand premium leaving the bean market. So that's, you know, fading a little bit as we go every day here. You know, but the corn market's been quietly building open interest, Dave. So, I mean, amazingly enough, we're continuing to see a little bit of activity or a little better volume in the corn market.
So let's talk about new crop marketing programs. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we're in the I don't know what to do mode between all of our last reports and, of course, the end of the month and seeing what the spring weather is going to be. A lot of people that have done some aggressive marketing earlier in the 30 to 50% bracket are saying wait and see what weather attitude happens here. I hope that everybody has some sold, but if they don't, why, you know, this is an awful hard time to want to be selling stuff with corn going back under $4. We're $3.98 here this morning on the December corn. And on the November beans, we're sitting at $9.47, under $9.50. It's awful hard to get really aggressive here.
Wayne, thank you for your reporting.
All right. Good talk to you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter Mayweed is 549 down 6, July 554 and a half down 5 and a quarter. Soft Mayweed is 510 and a quarter. It's down 3 and 3 quarters, July 513 and 3 quarters down 2 and 3 quarters. May corn 372 down 7, July 380 down 7, December 398 down 6 and a quarter. May beans 961 and a half down 7 and 3 quarters, July 966 and a quarter down 7 and a half, November 947 down 4 and a half. May soybean meal 321.70 down 190. May soybean oil 29.93 down 46. April live cattle 153.35 up 15. April lean hog 62.05 down 15. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.